感谢主，我们今天能够一起来到圣堂所安息日学习道理，来敬拜神。
Thank God that we can come here and gather to learn His teaching.
那今天早上，我想跟大家查考的题目是应许的圣灵。
This morning, I have to share with everyone the promised Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是相当重要的一个真理。
And Holy Spirit is an important teaching.
也是神所赐给我们呢，说是最宝贵的东西。
And it is one of the most precious that God gave to us.
所以我们要认识圣灵，而且珍惜善用圣灵。
So we need to understand what Holy Spirit is and use it wisely.
那我们因为圣灵的临在，那我们人生当中充满着平安跟喜乐。
And because the Holy Spirit that dwells with us, that's why we have peace and joy in our life.
我们知道神本身就是灵。
We know God Himself is Spirit.
那所以在旧约时代就有圣灵的工作。
So even in the Old Testament time, there's the work of Holy Spirit.
当然，新约时代圣灵的工作同样是圣灵，但是工作不一样。
So even the Holy Spirit continued to exist in the New Testament, yet the work that was done in the New Testament is different.
旧约圣经里面呢，这个圣灵的工作叫做工作的灵，或者是仆人的灵。
In the Old Testament, Holy Spirit was referred to the spirit of serving or spirit of working.
因为神借着圣灵来创造万物。
Because God used the Spirit to create all things.
我们看创世纪一章第二节。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪一章第二节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
一章二节。说地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。这里讲到神在创造的时候，就借着他的圣灵来创造。
It says here, when God created, He created with the Spirit.
所以在诗篇104篇的30节。
That's why in Psalm 104, verse 30.
说神把他的灵发出来，所以万物就受造。
He said that God revealed His Spirit, that's hence the all things were created.
说这里讲到说神在创造天地的时候。
Here it says when God was created heaven and earth.
说整个大地空虚混沌。
It says the earth was without form.
所以神的灵运行在上面，所以万物就一样一样的受造。
And it says it because the Spirit of God was hovering over, that's why everything was created.
这个神的灵运行在水面上。
And we know he says here hovering over the face of the waters.
原文的意思就说神的灵好像那个母鸡在孵小鸡一样孵在上面。
It's like in the original text, it's referring to that.The spirit of God is like a chicken taking care of the chicks.
他说那个母鸡在孵蛋的时候
，just like when the chicken was
因为有那个温度所以让到达一个时间那个蛋就会生出小鸡来了。
Just like when the chicken is taking care of the eggs, there's temperature, and when the right time comes, the chicks will be born.
所以借着神的灵来覆庇大地。
So here is referring that the Spirit of God is covering the earth.
所以万物就一样一样就被造出来了。
So all things were created one by one.
所以这是旧约时代最早圣灵的工作。
And this is the earliest work in the Old Testament.
然后有很多的先知古圣徒。
And we know there are many ancient prophets.
因为神要把他的话语留下来。
Because God needed to pass on His word.
神要借着他们来完成神的使命。
And God wanted to use them to accomplish His will.
所以神的灵就会降在他们身上，充满他们。
Hence the Spirit of the Lord will descend on them and fill them.
所以他们就会讲预言。
Hence they will speak prophecy.
或者是有非常大的力量来完成神给他们的工作。
Or they will receive mighty strength to accomplish God's work.
好像参孙说神的灵就充满他。
Just like Samson, when the Spirit of God filled him.
结果他就一个人得到很大的力量，可以对付一千个敌人。
And he received great strength to go against 1,000 army.
然后把以色列人救出来。
And was able to save the Israelites.
所以旧约的圣经里面神要来拯救，他就把他的灵充满他的仆人。
So whenever God wants to save His people in the Old Testament, He will fill His servant with His Spirit.
好像以利亚一个人
just like Elijah.
神的灵充满他，他可以对付850个假先知。
When the Spirit of God filled him, he was able to go against 850 false prophets.
所以说啊，这个旧约时代是仆人的灵，也叫做工作的灵。
That's why in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was referred to the Spirit of working.
因为神要人工作啊，就圣灵充满他。
Because whenever God needs someone to serve him or work for him,
当他工作完成以后，神的灵就收回去了。
However, after the work was complete, God will take back his
spirit. 那个时候，神的灵不永远住在人身上。
So at that time, the spirit does not dwell with man forever.
所以这一种充满只是暂时性的充满。
So this kind of fill is only temporary.
为着工作，神的灵充满，等工作完就离开了。
They are only filled when there is a purpose of serving. Yet after the work is complete, the spirit is taken away.
当然，耶稣后来说啊，他要把他的灵普遍的浇灌下来。
Yeah, later on, Jesus said that he will allow his spirit to descend.
所以新约时代这个圣灵叫做应许的灵。
Hence, the Holy Spirit in the New Testament is referred to the promised Holy Spirit.
说神啊，答应啊，要把这圣灵普遍的浇灌在敬拜他人的人。
For God has promised that whoever worships him shall receive the Spirit.
所以叫做应许的圣灵。
That's why we've called it the promised Holy Spirit.
因为这个圣灵的目的就来接纳我们人成为神的儿女。
And the purpose of the Spirit is so that we may become the chosen of God.
所以新约时代的圣灵叫做神儿子的灵。
So Holy Spirit in the New Testament is also referred to the Spirit of the Son of God.
旧约时代的工人是仆人。
In the Old Testament, the worker are servants.
新约时代是成为神的儿子。
And in the New Testament, we become the chosen Son of God.
所以神把这个应许的圣灵啊赐给我们。
So God gave us the promised Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵啊是永远跟我们同在。
And the Spirit will dwell with us forever.
所以你得到圣灵以后，除非你犯罪，不然圣灵不会离开的。
So unless you commit sin, otherwise the Holy Spirit will never depart.
所以我们得到圣灵以后，我们可以圣灵常常住在我们身上，我们可以常常善用圣灵来帮助我们。
So after we see the Holy Spirit deals with us, and we can use the Holy Spirit to help us.
这个应许的圣灵是普遍性的浇灌。
And we know this promised Spirit is for everybody.
不是像旧约时代只是少数的神的工人有圣灵而已。
It is not exclusive to the selected few like the Old Testament.
因为凡有血气的，主要你恳求圣灵就要普遍的浇灌在我们身上。
Because whoever is willing to pray for it, God will receive them.
在旧约圣经里面呢、就讲到这个神应许圣灵赐下来。
In the New Old Testament, we sing the recording of the promised Spirit.
我们看以西结书三十六章。
Let's look at Ezekiel.
以西结书三十六章。
36.
二十六节跟二十七节。
Verse 26 and 27.
以西结书三十六章二十六节。
Ezekiel 36, verse 27.
说：“我也要赐给你们一个新的心呢、将新的灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。”二十七节。
27.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面。使你们顺从我的律令，谨守遵行我的典章。以色列人是神的选民。
We know the Israelites are the chosen people.
神给他们律法，叫他们守诫命，神要祝福给他们。
And God has given them the law and promised to bless them.
但是神说，这个以色列人是应着景象的百姓。
Yet, however, God referred them to the stiff-necked people.
因为他们虽然有律法，但是他们却犯律法。
Even though they have the law, yet they transgress against the law.
所以就落在神的审判当中。
So they fell into the judgment of God.
所以他们常常背逆神啊，所以他们亡国被掳。
So oftentimes, whenever they go sin against God, their country will be captive.
因为他们知道律法，但是没有力量去行。
For they know there's a law, yet they do not have the willpower to go.
但是神说啊，他应许把圣灵赐给人。
Yet, but God says here that He's He will give us the promise.
啊，这个圣灵要改变人的心。
And the Spirit will transform the heart of man.
那个刚硬好像石头的心呐、啊，会变成肉的心。
So the heart of rock will become a heart of flesh.
啊，所以这个心力会更新变化。
And our heart will, our mind will change.
啊，从内心里面啊，会很乐意顺服神的灵。
So then we will.From the bottom of our heart, we'll be willing to obey.
啊，所以圣灵的帮助以后啊，啊很容易啊就把神的诫命律法啊把它实行出来了。
So with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can easily carry out the law and the commandment of God.
啊，所以这里就讲说，神要把他的灵啊要住下来，住在人的心中。
So he says here, God will give us a new spirit and dwell in our heart.
啊，来改变人心呐、啊，啊让人能够。从内心里面来顺服神的律法
，so we can transform from within and obey the law。
我们来看约珥书第二章。
Let's turn to Job。
约珥书第二章。
Job chapter two。
约珥书是在何西阿书的后面，小宣书的第二卷。约珥书二章二十三节。二章二十三节，九啊，约珥书二章二十三节，锡安的民呐、啊，你们要快乐，为主你们的神欢喜，因为他是给你们何以的秋雨，为你们降下甘霖，就是秋雨春雨，和先前一样。再看二十八节。二十八节，以后我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的老年人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。二十九节，在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女。这里神界的先知再一次的预言呐、啊，神要把他的灵浇灌下来。
In chapter Joel chapter two verse 28 says that God promises His Spirit will descend.
那就约珥书是写在啊犹大国将要灭亡之前。
And the book of Joel was written before the kingdom of Judah was destroyed.
啊，所有敌人的大军啊，好像蝗虫来要把他们消灭掉。
It says here the enemy will become like a locust and destroy.
因为他们呐、啊，行了恶啊，离弃神呐、啊，拜偶像。
For they commit sin and worship idols.
啊，但是神也给他们一个盼望。
Yeah, God gave them a hope.
说锡安的百姓啊，他们将来要复兴啊，啊，回到他们的田地，在那边耕种啊，神赐福给他们，有美好的收成。
For the Zion, citizens of Zion will prosper again, and they will return to their land, and they shall receive harvest.
因为神要降下甘霖呐、啊，啊，让他们呐、啊、五谷菜蔬啊能够得到生长。
For God promised that the rain will come down, and they will receive plenty, abundant harvest.
啊，那这个雨水的浇灌也是象征啊，神的灵要像水一样的来滋润我们的人心。
And the watering of the water is just like the spirit, Holy Spirit descending in our heart to nurture our hearts.
而且呀、啊，圣灵的浇灌有秋雨跟春雨两个时期。
And we know the coming of the Spirit has two seasons: this coming of this early rain and the fall rain.
啊，所以这个二十八节说、啊，神要把他的灵啊浇灌下来，啊，凡有血气的，凡有血气的，就是主的所有世人呐、
啊。And it says here.God will pour out His Spirit on all the flesh.
你主要渴慕追求神的灵，就会浇灌在你身上。
And whoever seeks the Spirit, you shall receive the Spirit.
啊，得到圣灵以后啊，就有很多属灵的一些经历在身上。
After receive Spirit, they will experience many things.
啊，说这是神应许呀、啊，啊要把圣灵浇灌下来的。
For this is the promised Spirit.
我们再看约翰福音第七章。
Let's continue to turn to Gospel of John.
因为这个圣经的应许相当多、哦、我们只选几节、啊、来、啊、查考做勉励。
There are many recordings of the Spirit in the Bible, so we'll only go pick on a selected few verses.
我们看约翰福音七章三十七节。
Gospel of John chapter 7, verse 37.
七章三十七节。
Gospel of John chapter 7 verse 37。
节期的末日就是最大之日。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。”38节。
38。
信我的人，就如经上所说，要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来。39节。
39。
耶稣这话是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。那个时候还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。我们刚刚谈到说，旧约时代就有圣灵的工作了。
We know the old, there's recording of the Spirit working in Old Testament.
为什么说这个时候耶稣的圣灵还没有降下来？
So why does it say here the Spirit of Lord Jesus has not yet come?
耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Because Jesus is yet not yet glorified.
当然我们知道这里所讲的是那个应许的圣灵，就是新的圣灵的工作还没有普遍浇灌下来。
We know this is referring to the promised Holy Spirit in the New Testament yet to come.
但是耶稣这里已经提出了应许，提出了邀请。
And yet, Lord Jesus gave us the promise and invitation.
说你们感到渴渴的人都可以到我这里来。
For he said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
我要让你们从腹中流出活水的江河来。
So, his heart will flow waters of living water.
因为我们人虽然物质很丰富。
So even though we have abundant in material.
但是人的心灵常常感到很虚空。
Yet our heart often feel void.
所以说人饥饿不是没有饼没有水。
So when man feels hungry, it's not because they don't have food.
而是人离开了神。
Yet it is because they had departed from God.
没有神的灵，没有神的恩典在我们人的身上。
Without the spirit of God, God's blessing on us.
所以人会感到很孤单。
Hence we'll feel lonely.
人会感到很不平安。
Hence we'll feel insecure.
人会感到所有的事情没有办法让你真正得满足。
So we cannot feel satisfied.
就是因为人离开了神。
And this is all because we departed from God.
就是说当你相信主以后。
And he says here after we came to believe.
你向主祈求，神会把他的灵浇灌在你的心身上。
If we pray to God, then he will pour out his spirit.
这个圣灵会充满你的心。
And the spirit will fill our heart.
像一个活水的泉源从你的内心不断地涌现出来。
Just like there's a fountain in our heart.
所以保罗说神是使人有盼望的神。
That's why Paul said, God is God of hope.
因为人如果没有了神人生没有指望。
For without God, there's no hope in life.
不管你有再高的地位、财宝，最后都是虚空的。
Regardless what kind of fame or possession we have, it is all emptiness.
当你有了神以后，你的人生有盼望。
Yeah, after we have God, there's hope in our life.
因为神会借着圣灵把他丰盛的慈爱浇灌在你的心里面。
For through the Spirit, God will pour out us on His love.
让你充满着喜乐、盼望的人生。
So we have a joyful and peaceful heart.
好像那个喜乐的泉源好像那个活水的泉源一样，从内心里面一直都涌现出来的。
So this fountain will come out in front of our heart like this without ceasing.
这耶稣在世界传道里的时候对我们的应许就是答应要给我们的圣灵。
So when Jesus preached to the world, this is one of his promise.
我们再看《使徒行传》第一章第四节。
Let's turn to Book of Acts.
使徒行传一章第四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
一章四节。
Chapter 1, verse 4.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过。”第五节
，verse five，
耶稣是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。第八节
，verse eight，
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。耶稣为我们的罪死了，被埋葬了。
Lord Jesus died for our sin and was buried.
第三天呢，复活起来。
And on the third day, he was resurrected.
跟门徒同在有40天。
And he dwelt with the disciples for 40 days.
再跟他们讲了很多很多的道理。
And he taught them many teachings.
然后要离开他们的时候，特别吩咐他们。
And when he was about to depart from them, he,
所以你们要在耶路撒冷在那边等候。
He instructed them to wait in Jerusalem.
因为呢，回到天上以后，他要把圣灵浇灌下来。
For after he ascended to heaven, he will pour down his spirit.
啊，当你们得到圣灵以后啊，你们就能够得到力量，然后开始传道理。
And when they receive the Holy Spirit, they will receive strength and they can start preaching.
啊，结果耶稣后来升天了。And
later on, when Jesus ascended.
第十天呢，就是五旬节，门徒聚集在一起的时候，圣灵就浇灌下来了。The
Holy Spirit descended during Pentecost when the disciples gathered together.
这是《使徒行传》第二章里面的记载。And
this was recorded in Acts chapter 2.
啊，那门徒得到圣灵以后，他们得到力量。So
after the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they received strength.
啊，然后就开始啊，把道理传遍耶路撒冷，传遍犹太地。
So they start preaching the gospel in the city of Jerusalem and in the city of region of Judah.
传到叙利亚，传到小亚细亚。They
continue to preach the word to the Sicilia, where a minor Asia.
传到希腊，传到罗马。They
preach till Greece, till Rome.
所以，使徒行传第二章啊，就真正神的灵从那个时候普遍的浇灌下来。
So since Acts chapter 2, the Spirit of God was given to everyone.
这个门徒出去传道理的时候，原来相信的为他们祷告，他们就能够得圣灵。
So whenever believes and pray for the Spirit, they will receive the Holy Spirit.
所以当时信主的人呐，都充满着圣灵当中的喜乐。
So everyone who came to believe at the time was received the joy of the Holy Spirit.
真理啊，真道啊，就这样就传开来了。
And the truth was preached, spread out like this.
所以这是应许的圣灵的降临。So
this is the descending of the Holy Spirit.
为什么这个得圣灵非常重要？So
what is important to receive the Holy Spirit?
因为耶稣说啊，一个人呢，要进神的国，一定要领受圣灵。
For Jesus has said, in order for someone to enter the kingdom of heaven, they need to have the Spirit.
要借着圣灵重生,
and they need to be reborn through the Spirit.
所以没有圣灵，没有办法进神的国。
So whoever is without the Spirit cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为这是神设定的一个条件。
For this is a requirement that was established by God.
这个不是我们发明的，这是神设定的条件。
This is not created by man, yet by God.
所以没有圣灵的重生，没有办法进神的国。
So whoever is not reborn through the Spirit cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
保罗说啊，这个圣灵住在我们身上，来印证我们真是神的儿女。
Paul said that the Holy Spirit deals with us to testify that we are the children of God.
所以当我们有了圣灵以后，我们很清楚神跟我们同在，我们就是神的儿女。So
after we receive the Holy Spirit, we know that God is with us and we are the children of God.
所以是神给我们盖印了，我们是神的儿女，可以得到天国的产业。So
God has placed a seal on us, say we can inherit the kingdom of heaven.
能够得到永远的生命。 将来啊，能够复活，或者是改变，成为荣耀的灵体。So
we can receive, eternal life and transform, in the future receive glory.
所以得圣灵啊，跟我们将来得救、得永生有直接的关系。So
receiving of the Holy Spirit is directly related to our salvation in the future.
所以每一个人都要追求领受圣灵。 还要受圣灵的充满。So
everyone should pursue after receiving of the Holy Spirit and to be filled with the Spirit.
到底什么叫做得圣灵？
So what does it mean to receive the Holy Spirit?
得圣灵有什么样的凭据？
What is the proof of receiving the Holy Spirit?
我们看到使徒时代的教会啊，他们是用说方言来证明一个人得圣灵。
We know that in the apostle time, They can tell whether someone received the Holy Spirit by see if they pray in tongue.
我们看《使徒行传》二章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章第一节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
二章第一节。五旬节到了，门徒都聚集在一处。第二节，忽然从天上有响声下来，好像一阵大风吹过。 充满了他们所住的屋子。第三节
verse 3，
又舌头如火焰显现出来，分开落在他们个人的头上。第四节
verse 4，
他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所述的口才说起别国的话来。这是第一次圣灵浇灌下来的情形。
This is the phenomenon when the Holy Spirit descended for the first time.
一方面呢，说好像那个有火舌的异象哦，啊，显在他们的头上。
He says here it's like they have a tongue of fire.
啊，然后他们被圣灵充满，那个舌头啊，好像火焰啊，它会震动、跳动、转动这样显现出来。
And the tongue will give utterance.
啊，然后讲出一种啊奇妙的。卷舌头或者舌头受圣灵感动所发出来的一种声音。
And he says here they begin to speak other tongues.
啊，这五旬节啊，第一次他们领受圣灵的情形。
So here records how the first how people receive Holy Spirit for the first time.
所以有的人看到他们说，哎，他们讲什么听不懂啊，好像醉酒了。
So some people say that because they do not understand what they said, so they.They say they are drunk.
啊，那也有很多啊，虔诚的犹太侨民啊，神就让他们听得懂，他们是在称赞神伟大。
And yet some God allowed the reverend Jews who came to worship God to understand what they were saying.
事实上啊，这些门徒啊，他们是圣灵充满，哎，讲出一种奇妙的卷舌头的话。
We know that it is because the disciples were filled by the Spirit. That's why they speak in different tongues.
所以有的人呢，听不懂的时候在怀疑，啊，使徒就跟他们解释，这就是圣经里面应许的圣灵就是这样降下来了。
And so when some people didn't understand, God allows the disciples to explain this is how the Holy Spirit.
所以当你得到圣灵的时候，就是可以看得见，可以听得见的。
So whatever we see the Whenever someone receives Holy Spirit, we can see and hear it.
我们看二章三十三节。
Let's turn to continue to verse
33. 使徒行传二章三十三节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 33.
说他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来了。哦，所以彼得就跟他们解释，这是神应许的圣灵。啊，就是这样，你们已经看到了，你们听见了。
So here says this is how the Spirit, this is how the people, this is the proof of people receiving the Spirit.
啊，后来很多人啊受感动啊，他们就受洗呀、啊，信主了。
And many people were moved and were baptized later on.
后来这个使徒啊，他们到哥尼流的家里，第十章。
Later on, the apostle went to visit the household of Cornelius.
Cornelius 是罗马人
，and Cornelius is a Roman.
啊，但是神启示彼得啊，啊，就去传道了给他们听。
And however, God and showed a vision to Peter and allowed him to go preach.
这个时候在讲道理的时候，圣灵就浇灌下来了。
And when Peter was still preaching, the Holy Spirit descended.
这个跟彼得一起去的犹太基督徒就很奇怪。
And everyone that went with Peter was all shocked.
说哎，奇怪，他们怎么外邦人、罗马人也能够得圣灵
？How they say that? How is it possible that the Gentile also received the Holy Spirit?
啊，为什么知道他们得圣灵
？So how did they know that they received? The Holy Spirit?
因为听见他们说方言。
For they had heard them speaking in tongue.
啊，所以彼得就为他们洗礼。
So Peter baptized them.
啊！后来有人逐问说：“你怎么跑到外邦人家里，又为他们洗礼
？”So some people later on questioned Peter, "How come you went to the Gentile, even baptized them?"
啊，彼得就向众人解释
，And Peter explained to them.
所以我在讲道理的时候，神的灵就降下来在他们身上。
For when I was preaching to them, the Spirit of God descended on them.
啊，因为他们也讲方言
，And for they spoke in tongues.
啊，跟我们当初领受圣灵的时候完全一样的。
Just like how when we first received the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以神既然已经接纳了这些外邦人
，So since God has accepted these Gentiles.
啊，那我是谁啊？啊，我怎么可以不为他们洗礼
？So who am I that I can refuse to baptize them？
啊，所以众人呐、啊、就不讲话了，只有把荣耀归给神。
So everyone remained silent and gave glory to God。
啊，所以我们看到说，使徒在判断有没有得圣灵。
So we know, we see how the apostle uses this to judge whether someone is healed.
就是看到他们有没有说谎言。
They determine by how whether they speak in tongue.
后来保罗到那个以弗所的地方啊，也是这样的判断的。
And later on, when Paul went to Ephesians,
所以我们今天呢、啊，也是一样，有没有说谎言来判断有没有得圣灵。
He used whether they speak in tongue to see what if they receive Holy Spirit.
当然，有的人说啊，我们信的时候就受圣灵了。
Although some people say that when we come to believe, we receive the Holy Spirit.
有的说啊，我受洗的时候就有圣灵了。
And some people say I received the Holy Spirit when I was baptized.
啊，那我们可以对照圣经啊，圣经是怎么看的
？And yet we can compare, we can study the Bible to see how it is recorded.
圣经说啊，不是你信的时候就有，不是你受洗的时候就有。
The Bible says that you do not receive the Holy Spirit when you come to believe or when you are baptized.
我们看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
第二节。
Verse 2.
十九章第二节。
Acts chapter 19, verse 2.
问他们说：“你们信的时候受了圣灵没有？”他们回答说：“没有，也未曾有听见有圣灵赐下来。”保罗在以弗所的地方啊，遇到一些信主的门徒。
And Paul encountered believers in Ephesus.
保罗第一句话就问他们说：“你们信耶稣有没有得圣灵
？”So the first thing Paul asked them is, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you?"
结果他们就说：“没有啊，我们也没有听过圣灵啊。
”And they replied, "We have not so much heard of whether there is a Holy Spirit."
后来、啊、发现他们洗礼不对啊，重新为他们洗礼。
So he realized that they were not baptized correctly, so he rebaptized
them. 洗礼完了以后，再为他们祷告，为他们按手，结果他们就得圣灵了。
And after baptism, he prayed for them and laid hands on them, and then they received the Holy Spirit.
所以很清楚知道，不是你信的时候就有了。
So we can see clearly here, you do not receive the Holy Spirit when you come to believe.
我们来看第八章。
Let's continue to Acts chapter 8.
十四节。
Verse 14.
使徒行传八章十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 14.
八章十四节
，Acts chapter 8 verse 14。
使徒在耶路撒冷听见撒玛利亚人领受了神的道，就打发彼得、约翰往他们那里去。十五节
，verse 15。
两个人到了，就要为他们祷告，要叫他们受圣灵。十六节
，16。
因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上，他们主奉主耶稣的名受了洗。十七节
，17。
于是使徒按手在他们头上，他们就受了圣灵。这是另外一个地方的记载。
This is another recording in the Bible.
有一个门徒叫做腓力啊，他就传道到这个撒玛利亚城的地方。
This is a disciple called Philip. He preached the gospel to regional Samaria.
啊，说因为神迹奇事很多啊，很多人得恩典呐、啊，啊，这个城啊，大有欢喜呀、啊。
And because many people received grace and miracles, so the whole city was joyful.
所以很多人都信了，而且受洗。
Hence, many people, even more people, came to believe and were baptized.
啊，那使徒知道以后啊，就赶快派两个使徒过去了。
So after the apostles heard, they sent two of them.
啊，这两个使徒要做什么
？So what were the two apostles doing there?
说要帮助他们按手，让他们得圣灵。
It says here they went and lay hand on them to help them receive the Holy Spirit.
因为我们刚刚谈到受圣灵跟我们的得救进神的国有直接关系啊。
For we mentioned before that receiving the Holy Spirit is directly related to our salvation.
所以保罗才会问说：“你们信的时候受圣灵没有
？”That's why Peter asked them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you came to believe?"
彼得、约翰还会赶快要帮助这些信徒啊，为他们祷告，要让他们得圣灵。
And Peter and John here earnestly pray for them, and so they can receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，其实这些人呢、啊，都已经受洗了。
And we know that all these people, everyone here, were baptized.
但是说、啊、圣灵还没有降到他们任何一个人身上。
But yet the Bible record here say the Spirit has yet fall on any of them.
啊，所以当使徒为他们按手的时候，圣灵才浇灌下来。
So when the apostles lay hands on them, they received the Holy Spirit.
所以不能够说啊，你受洗的时候就得圣灵了。
So we cannot say that whenever you are baptized, you receive the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵圣经很清楚讲，他们受了洗，但是圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。
For the Bible has clearly said here that they were baptized, yet they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
那有的人说啊，我有善行为结果之啊，就是圣灵充满。
And some people may say I do perform good deeds and I bear fruits.
但是我们看到哥尼流一家人呐、啊，他们祷告都能够达到神的面前。
Yeah, if we look at the family of Cornelius, even their prayer reached God.
他们行很多善事啊，啊神都纪念。
And they perform many good deeds that God remembers.
但是并没有说他们已经得圣灵了。
Yet the Bible did not record saying that they received the Holy
Spirit. 还要保彼得来跟他们讲道啊，圣灵才浇灌下来。
God had to send Peter to preach to them before the Holy Spirit.
所以不能够说你有善行，你就是圣灵的果子。
So we cannot say that because of good deeds that hence we have this Holy Spirit.
约翰在传道里的时候
John the Baptist was preaching.
所以叫那个来世界受洗礼的时候，你们要悔改。
He told the people, when you come to be baptized, you need to
repent. 要结出果子来，跟你们悔改的心来相称。
And you need to bear fruit that goes with your repentance.
啊，那个时候圣灵根本还没有降下来嘛。
At that time, the Holy Spirit did not descend.
但是叫他们说，你们既然听到道理，啊，你就要改变了，啊，要有好行为。
And yet he said to them, since you have heard the gospel, then you need to repent and change your way.
啊，所以要结出果子来。
And you need to bear fruit.
啊，所以我们信主的人呢，啊，因为有道理在教导。
And for us who believes in God, we have the teaching from the Bible.
啊，当然也有圣灵的感动。
And we also have the movement of the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以我们会有好行为表现。
So we have good deeds.
啊，但是不能够因为你有好行为，说你就是有圣灵的果子。
And yet, we cannot say that because of good deeds, hence that means we hold the Holy Spirit.
啊，当然，我们得圣灵以后啊，圣灵又会加添我们的力量，而促使情欲啊，真正的结出圣灵的果子来。
We know when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will see even more strength to go on to suppress our lust and perform even more good.
啊，但是我们不能够说因为有果子就证明说你就得圣灵了，圣灵都充满了。
But we cannot say that because we have good deeds, hence we have Holy Spirit.
另外一个就是说，有的人说我很热心呐、啊，啊，所以我就有圣灵了。
And some people also say because I'm zealous, hence we have the Holy Spirit.
彼得曾经对主耶稣说、啊，
Lord Jesus once said to Peter,
我们已经啊憋下所有的啊，我们来跟从你啊。
And we have forsook everything we had to follow you.
我们将来要得到什么？
What will we see in the future?
他们很热心啊，把他们所有的一切都憋弃掉了，来跟随耶稣。
They were very zealous, and forsook everything they had to follow Jesus.
舍弃他们的工作，舍弃他们的家庭啊，来跟随主啊，这个不热心吗
？They gave up their family, gave up their work, and to follow Jesus when they're zealous.
啊，但是彼得那个时候还没得圣灵，是在五旬节的时候才得圣灵。
Yeah, even at that time, Peter did not receive the Holy Spirit.Until Pentecost.
所以受洗、信主受洗跟得圣灵是两回事。
So come, believing God and receiving baptism
不一定同时间发生。
It's different from receiving Holy Spirit. It does not necessarily have to happen at the same time.
有的人是在受洗以前就得圣灵了。
Some people received Holy Spirit before they were baptized.
好像哥尼流的一家
，just like the family of Cornelius.
好像保罗还没有受洗，他就得圣灵了。
Just like Paul before he was baptized, he received Holy Spirit.
啊，所以亚拿尼亚才对他说：“你为什么当年要赶快洗礼啦？”
That's why Ananias told him that how come you should be baptized.
啊，那大部分的人呐、啊，都是受洗以后得圣灵。
For most people, they receive the Holy Spirit after they were baptized.
好像我们刚刚谈过的《使徒行传》第二章，他们老早受洗了，后来得圣灵。
Just like the people in Acts chapter 2, they were baptized long ago, and they received the Holy Spirit.
好像撒玛利亚的人，他们受洗以后，使徒按手才得圣灵。
Just like the Samaritan people, they received the Holy Spirit after they apostle laid hands.
所以得圣灵可以在受洗之前，也可以在受洗之后。
So receiving the Holy Spirit can happen before or after you are baptized.
但是很少是说受洗的时候同时得圣灵。
But many few received Holy Spirit when they were baptized.
啊，也有这样的例子啦。
Although we see instant,
我们在看到那个飞猪在那边传道里，都说这个从水里面上来就开始讲灵言啦。
When people are getting baptized in Africa, when they come out from the water, they start begin to speak in
tongues. 洗礼的时候同时得圣灵，有这样的例子。
And,
但是不是很普遍。
And we've seen cases of this happening, yet it's not very common.
啊，所以说啊，你受洗的时候就有圣灵，这没有圣经根据的。
So there's no biblical proof of that you'll receive, you're guaranteed to receive Holy Spirit when you receive baptism.
受洗跟得圣灵啊，有时候这两回事，时间不一定同时在一起。
These two events are separated.
啊，有几节圣经啊，啊，有一些人会误会，我们把这些圣经啊解释一下。
So there are some Bible verses that may lead to misunderstanding. So let's look at these verses.
我们看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
约翰福音第三章第五节跟第六节。
Verse 5 and verse 6.
约翰福音三章五节，耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。”第六节
，verse six，
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。这里讲到说啊。要重生才能进神的国。
It says here we need to be born and before we can enter the kingdom of heaven.
而从水和圣灵生。
And we have to be born through the water and the spirit.
而水和圣灵生啊，是两件事，不是一件事。
Being reborn from the water and the spirit is two separate things.
所以保罗说啊，这是神救我们的方法。
And Paul said that this is the way God saves us.
一个是重生的洗礼。
Which is the Baptism or report,
一个是圣灵的更新
which, and the other one is renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以有的人说啊，你洗礼的时候有圣灵运行啊，所以就是水和圣灵重生。
And some people may say that because you had the promised Spirit, so when you are baptized, you are reborn through the water and Spirit.
这里讲的是两件事情，水的洗礼还有圣灵的更新。
Here is referring to separate events.Of the water and the spirit.
啊，那没有错啊。我们这个洗礼的时候有赦罪的功效，就是有圣灵的工作。
And we know that when we receive bad water baptism, there's a remission of sin, which is the work of the spirit.
因为我们不只是浸在水里面，也浸在耶稣的宝血里面。
For we are not just simply immersed in water, yet we are also immersed in the blood of Jesus.
啊，因为有圣灵做见证啊，所以才有赦罪的功效。
And because the Holy Spirit testified the baptism, that our sin was removed.
所以另外有一节圣经，我们等一下会解释。
And we also look at other verses.
啊，这里是指着水的重生啊，啊，还有圣灵的更新两件事情。
So here talks about reborn water and the Spirit.
啊，这个第六节讲从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
It says here, whatever is born of the flesh is flesh, and whatever is born of the spirit is spirit.
什么叫做从肉身生的？
What does it mean to be born of the flesh?
从肉身生的就是从妈妈的肚子把我们生下来了。
Which is referring to being born from our mother's womb.
因为尼哥底母在问说，我老了怎么进到妈妈的肚子才生一次呢？
Because Nicodemus was asking, how can I go back into my mother's womb?
因为我们人都是妈妈的肚子把我们生下来，这叫做从肉身生嘛。
So being born of the flesh is referring to being born from our mother's womb.
啊，这个从灵生啊，就是水的洗礼跟圣灵的更新呢、啊，这主两件事、啊。
And being born of the Spirit is referring to the baptism and receiving of the Holy Spirit.
啊，因为你水的重生还要领受圣灵。
And because not only that, we need to be reborn of the water, and we also need to receive Holy Spirit.
啊，那七节跟八节就解释什么叫做圣灵的重生。
And verse 7a explains what does it mean to be reborn of the Spirit.
啊，就是解释什么叫做领受圣灵。
Which is referring to how to receive the Holy Spirit.
他说，风随着意速吹。
It says the wind blows.
啊。你不知道风往哪里来，往哪里去。
And you don't know where the wind comes.
但是从圣灵生的就是这样。
And it says here, this is the same for everyone, for everyone that's.
虽然你没有看到神，没有看到。 但是你能够领受神的灵，能够感受圣灵的同在。
So everyone that is born of the Spirit, even though you cannot see God, that yet we know God exists.
圣灵临到你身上，你很清楚的，而且圣灵临到又你会讲方言。
So when we receive the Holy Spirit, we will know clearly and we will be able to speak in tongues.
圣灵显在你身上会有很多属灵的体验。
And when we see the Holy Spirit, we have many spiritual experiences.
这好像风啊，吹在人的身上一样。
Just like the wind blowing on human body.
所以这个叫做圣灵生的，领受圣灵就是这样。
That's why it says here, it is like this is the way for everyone that is born spirit.
我们再看哥林多前书12章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书12章。
1 Corinthians chapter 12.
13节。
Verse 13.
哥林多前书12章13节
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是住子的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一体，一个身体，引于一位圣灵。 这里讲到说，我们都是一位圣灵受洗，引于一位圣灵。
It says here we are baptized into we drink one spirit, and in fact the body was one.
一位圣灵受洗啊，这是讲洗礼，没有错，讲洗礼。
Even this is referring to the water baptism.
我们刚刚讲说啊，我们洗礼啊有赦罪的功效，是因为有圣灵运行才有赦罪的功效。
We mentioned that the baptism has the power to remove sins because their spirit is there.
所以我们洗礼有水，有耶稣的宝血，有圣灵的见证。
So when we are baptized, there's the witness of the water and the spirit.
所以不管犹太人、希利尼人呐，都受洗，就归入耶稣基督里面，就成为一体了。
So whether it's Jews or Greeks, once they are baptized, they all join, become one body.
再来这一句话，引于一位圣灵。
And later on it says here, made to drink into one spirit.
引于一位圣灵啊，就是领受圣灵的意思。
And when he says drink into one spirit, it means he's referring to receiving of the Holy
Spirit. 因为耶稣说，你们渴渴的人来到我这里来喝啊。
For Jesus said, whoever thirsts can come to me and drink.
信我的人就从腹中流出活水的江河。
And whoever believes me will have water coming out of his heart like a fountain.
所以主信的人要领受圣灵说的。
And this is referring to whatever believes in God.
因为这个哥林多的教会是神的教会，有圣灵充满的教会。
And for Corinthians, the church of God, and it is filled by the Spirit.
所以在第二章的地方啊，就讲到啊，他们已经领受圣灵了。
So in chapter 2, they talks about how they all receive the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书12章12节。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书12章12节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能够知道神开恩是给我们的事情。
It says, now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God.
所以哥林多教会虽然还不完全，但他们已经得到了神的灵。
So even though the Church of Corinthians was not perfect, yet they have already received.
所以他们所领受不是世上的灵，而是从神来的灵啊！神的灵已经住在他们身上。It
says here they know they did not receive the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit from God.
所以这个哥林多前书12章的13节。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
这是讲两件事情。It's
referring to two different separate things.
你们信主受洗啊！这个受洗是圣灵的洗。
So he says that when they are baptized, they receive the baptism of the Spirit.
然后啊，可以领受圣灵啊，圣灵可以好像水一样啊，可以把它喝进去啊，住在我们里面。And
then they will be able to drink the Spirit, so that the Spirit will dwell in us.
所以耶稣说，你们渴渴来喝嘛，我是给你们圣灵。That's
why Lord Jesus said, whoever thirsts can come and drink, I will give you the Holy Spirit.
好，我们再看一节。Let's
read now.
以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
23节
23.
以弗所书一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23。
说教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。这里讲到说这个教会啊，是主耶稣基督的身体啦。
It says that the church is the body of Christ.
啊，我们信主啊，就归入耶稣的身体里面做肢体啦。
And once we come to believe, we become part of the body.
啊，所以有的人就讲说啊，这个身体有圣灵啊，我们做肢体啊，当然就有圣灵啦。
Some people may say that because the body has the spirit, so as part of the body, we also have the spirit.
啊，这也是不正确的说法。
And this is not correct.
当然这个教会是耶稣的身体啊，圣灵所充满的，没有错。
Although it is true that the body is, the church is the body of Christ and is filled by the Spirit.
所以神的教会啊，充满神的灵。
So we know the church of God is filled by the Spirit.
所以我们受洗归到神的教会。
So after we are received, after we are baptized and become part of
the church. 这成为教会的一份子。
And we belong, become a member of the church.
是属基督的，是在耶稣基督的身体里面，在他的灵里面，没有错。
And it is true that we are part of the body and we're in the spirit.
所以我们信主就在耶稣基督里面了，受洗就在耶稣基督里面了。
So after we come, after we are baptized, we're in, we're in Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，既然在耶稣基督里面了，有耶稣基督的灵会感动我们，会带领我们。
And since we're in Lord Jesus Christ, His Spirit will move us and guide us.
所以神会感动你，让你听到能够明白，让你会热心爱主。
So God's Spirit will move us, so we'll understand the teaching and we'll love the Lord.
也可以让你啊有良善啊有喜乐的表现。
And we have action good deeds.
因为我们是在耶稣基督里面。
For we're in Lord Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣基督在我们在耶稣基督里面不等于啊，耶稣的灵就在我们里面。
But being in Lord Jesus Christ doesn't mean that Lord Jesus Spirit is in us.
我们呢、啊，在耶稣基督里面，但是我们还要求神的灵进到我们里面。
So even though we are in the body of Lord Jesus Christ, we still need to pray for Lord Jesus Christ.
这样能够了解吗？我举一个例子啊。
For example,
你。在游泳池里面
，and even though you're in the swimming pool，
水把你包围起来
，you're surrounded by water，
但是并不证明说水就充满你的肚子里面了
，and it doesn't necessarily feel that water is filled is in your stomach。
啊，所以在教会里面有神的灵充满
，so we know that the spirit there's the spirit of God is filled in the church。
所以神的灵会感动我们
，so the spirit of God will move us。
但是我们要进一步求神的灵啊进到我们里面。
Yep. However, we need to pray so that the Spirit of God will come into us.
所以圣经里面说，神，耶稣说啊，他还要再来，借着圣灵跟我们同在。
That's why Lord Jesus said that He will descend, the Holy Spirit will descend and be with us.
那然后他要住在我们里面，我们也要住在他里面。
So He will live in us and we'll dwell in Him.
啊，所以圣灵充满教会，但是我们还要请圣灵进到我们里面来。
So although the church is filled with the Spirit, we also need to pray for the Spirit to come into us.
啊，所以这是两个观念哦。
So this is two separate entities.
我们信主受洗就在耶稣基督里面了。
After we receive, we are baptized. We are in Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们还要求圣灵进到我们里面来。
But we also need to pray for the Spirit to come into us.
所以说你要把嘴张开呀、啊，引你一位圣灵嘛。
So we need to open our mouth and drink the Holy Spirit.
啊，你要向神呼求啊，啊，你大大开口，神的灵就要充满你的心嘛。
So when we pray to God, then the Spirit will fill our heart.
所以神的灵是充满教会，没有错。
So it is true that the Spirit is filled.
我们在神的家里面，我们是肢体，也有圣灵的带领，圣灵的感动。
And as part of the body, the Spirit will guide us.
但是我们要进一步求圣灵进到我们里面来。
However, we need to go take a step further and pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以启示录第三章里面才说啊。
That's why in Revelation chapter 3.
说神啊，站在主耶稣在你的门外跟你叩门。
Lord Jesus is outside your door, knocking on the door.
所以你要把心门打开。
And we need to open the door.
然后迎接主耶稣进来。
And receive Lord Jesus into our house.
啊，他就要跟你一同坐席啊，直到永远。
Then he will dwell with us forever.
所以我们信主受洗，还要追求圣灵，领受圣灵。
So after we come to believe and we're baptized, we also need to pursue after the Holy Spirit.
啊，得到圣灵以后，要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
And after we see the Holy Spirit, we need to pray in the Spirit.
才能够真正的更新变化，我们灵性才能够活泼。
And we need to be praying in the Spirit, so we can be renewed.
我们再举一个例子吧。
Let's give look at another example.
神的灵是充满宇宙啊。
We know the Spirit is filled. God's Spirit filled the universe.
所以圣经里面说啊，神的灵啊，贯乎众人之中。
That's why the Bible says that God's Spirit is among all men.
啊，但是他也要住在众人之内。
And yet he will also dwell in men.
像挪亚的世代，难道没有神的灵在世界吗？
For example, during the time of Noah, does the Spirit of God did not exist?
因为神的灵充满各地啊，来让天地万物啊都能够很有秩序、有规律的在运作。
Because the Spirit of God has filled the universe, that's why everything works accordingly.
啊，但是挪亚世代的人。
But the people during the time of Noah.
神说，因为他们悖逆神呐、啊，所想的就是恶事。
The Bible describes them as evil people, and all everything they do is sinning against God.
所以神说，我的灵啊，就不住在他们当中了。
So the Bible says that God's Spirit now will not dwell with them.
所以神的灵充满宇宙，不是充满每一个人。
So, even though the Spirit of God is filled in the universe, it doesn't mean it will deal with everyone.
敬畏神、向神祷告、祈求的，神的灵就进到我们里面来。
And whoever worship God and pray to God, then they will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，所以这是很重要的一些道理观念哦。
And these are some important concepts.
我们最后看罗马书第八章。
Lastly, just turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章第九节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9。
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。有的人用这一节圣经来说啊，如果这样说，没有说方言就不属基督吗？
Some people may say that.If you do not speak in tongues, does that mean you do not belong to Christ?
有的用这一节说那你既然属基督了，你就有圣灵了。
And some people may say that since you belong to Christ, then you have the Holy Spirit.
这是不对的解释了。
And this is not correct.
这个地方不是在讲你会不会说方言呐。
And it's not referring to whether you can speak in tongues or not.
因为保罗在这里所讲的、强调的，就是说。你在主耶稣基督里面，你要常常有圣灵的感动，要能够显出你那个圣灵的果子来。
Is referring to that since we have the Spirit, we need to bear fruit.
因为在哥林多前书第七章
In First Corinthians chapter 7,
保罗在谈到这个婚姻的问题。
When Paul was talking about marriage,
他说。有关于一个人是不是独身呢、哦？你是不是要所独身啊？不结婚呐、啊？他说我没有从主得到启示。
And he said that whether someone can remain single or I did not should remain single or not, I did not receive any.
所以既然我是神忠心的仆人啊，所以我就把我的意见告诉你们。
And since I'm a faithful servant of the Lord, I'll give you my opinion.
啊，所以他就讲他的意见。
And he went down and expressed his personal opinion.
讲完你又说我觉得我就是有神的灵在感动我，所以我讲了这个意见啦。
And after he finished, he said that I say such things because I think the Spirit of the Lord was moving me.
所以保罗因为有圣灵的充满
，And we know because Paul is filled by the Spirit.
那所以说话行事都有圣灵的感动，让他常常感觉到说有神的灵同在。所以我的意见就是圣灵感动我讲出来的话。
And because he knew he has the Spirit, and so he knows everything he say or do is by from the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们既然在耶稣基督里面，我们就有圣灵的感动。
And since we're in Lord Jesus, we will be moved, we should be moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以你虽然没有领受圣灵，但是神会帮助你，会行出一些合神主义的事情。
So even though we do not have the Holy Spirit, yet God's Spirit will move us to help us to perform good deeds.
所以我们要不要消灭圣灵的感动？我要体贴圣灵，顺服圣灵的旨意来行事。
So we should not quench the movement of the Holy Spirit, and yet follow. The guidance.
这样没有圣灵的人，不是说那个没有说方言的人
And for those who does not have the Spirit, Holy Spirit is not referring to those who does not speak in tongue.
其实这里所讲的就是那些亵渎圣灵的人，他们不会得到圣灵的。
For here in verse 9, he's talking about people that blaspheme against the Spirit.
明明圣灵的工作，你亵渎他、诽谤敌对这个是不对的。
And it's not correct when we blaspheme or mock the work of Holy Spirit.
像那个行邪术的西门还用钱想要买权柄。
Just like the sorcerer Simon when he wanted to buy the power with money.
所以彼得就说你跟这个神的恩赐无关无分的。
That's why Peter said to him, you had no part of the gift of the God. Of God.
所以那个亵渎抵挡圣灵的人。
So he is referring to those who bless me.
另外一个就是不顺服圣灵、藐视圣灵消灭圣灵感动的人。
And another thing, another group of people saw the one that quenched the movement of the Holy Spirit.
虽然你得圣灵但是你会说谎耶。但你不顺服圣灵这也是像没有圣灵的人一样。
So even though you have the Holy Spirit, yet you do not follow the guidance of the Spirit, then you are like.Just like the people without the Spirit.
另外，在犹大书里面讲到一种人
In the book of Judah, also mentioned another type of people.
说他们是不敬虔顺服私欲的。
And they say they are the people that follow their own lust.
结党纷争他们是属血气的人，他们不是属圣灵的人。
And they have dimension among them, and hence they belong to the flesh, not the Spirit.
所以这里所讲到的不是你会不会讲方言，而是有没有神的灵在你心中感动，你有没有顺服圣灵行事的。
So he is referring to the people, whether people follow the movement and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们既然得到了圣灵
，So since we see the Holy Spirit,
我们有会说方言，我们更应当谨慎。
And we do speak in tongue, hence we need to be even more cautious.
凡事要顺服圣灵不可以顺从这个私欲行事。
We need to follow the guidance of the Spirit, not our flesh.
不然你有圣灵，但是你不按照圣灵行事，还是像那个没有圣灵的人一样。
Otherwise, we'll just be like the one without the Holy Spirit.
那就是不属圣灵的人不属神的人。
Then we do not belong to God.
所以我们不能够用这一节圣经来讲说没有说方言就不属基督这个是不对的解释。
So we cannot say that whoever does not speak in tongues does not belong to Christ.
反而是在提醒我们信主受洗有圣灵同在的人。
Rather, it's a reminder for those of us who receive the Holy Spirit.
不管是你在耶稣基督的灵里面来感动你也好，或者圣灵充满，圣灵常常感动你也好。
Whether it's that we are in Lord Jesus or we have the Holy Spirit, we need to allow the Spirit to move.
我们都要顺服圣灵带领靠圣灵行事。
We need to follow the guidance of the Spirit and do accordingly.
才是一个真正属灵的人
Then we'll become a true spiritual person.
我们今天早上就用这些道理互相勉励。
And we'll use to use this teaching for mutual encouragement.
我们来唱诗437首。
The sing hymn 431.
437.
437.
437.
437.